Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service this morning. Welcome to those who are joining us from our sister church at Highworth, and to those listening to the recorded service from their homes. If you are a visitor here today, please do sign the visitor's book, which is located at the back of the church. Emmanuel is a member of the Old Town Partnership of Churches, and our minister Robert is leading services at St Mary's and Christ Church this morning. And I'm very pleased to welcome Rach Collins from Bath Road Methodist Church, who will be leading the service. Thank you, Rach. Our reader this morning will be Glenys Walker, and Wally Knight will lead our prayers of intercession. There are too many hymns to fit all on the board this morning, so we're starting. You're reading from left to right, I've been told. I can't actually see them here, but anyway, I'm told you're reading from left to right. After the service, everyone is welcome to join our church meeting when we will consider the 9-month accounts and the 2025 budget. And please remember that today is the last day for donations to our Harvest Appeal, which is the partnership project. I will now light the Christ candle and the peace candle as we prepare for worship.
Good morning. It's a joy to be with you today. It's always when you hear the notices and remember that Robert's been sent to both St Mary's and Christ Church, and I've had a lie in. So it's been great. It is lovely to be here today and to worship with you. Our call to worship. Be still and know that God is here. God, our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble, present in this place. Amen. So we join together for our first hymn, which is number 41, For the Beauty of the Earth, number 41.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Compassionate God, our refuge and strength, defender of the weak, the weary and the oppressed, we come to you with humble and thankful hearts. As your children, you call us to be like you, to speak up for the rights of all who are vulnerable. Help us to strive to be a place of safety for all. May we listen to those who are hurting, learn from Jesus' example, and love one another as you first loved us. Guide us, justice-seeking God. For our vision is cloudy, blinkered by our limited experience, our ignorance, and our bias. Your thoughts are so much higher than ours. Your justice stretches beyond our simple ideas of fairness. Your peace is so much deeper than the removal of tension and conflict. You call us to do justice in the midst of our broken, messed up world. Teach us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, so that we may see clearly enough to do and how to act. Give us grace to walk humbly with you, acknowledging our weakness and frailty, yet not fearing failure in our endeavour to make a just world. Guide us, impassion us, enable us. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. We're going to sing together again now, so we are working down this board at the moment. Number 96, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
keep your hymn books in your hands, because we're going to read a psalm together. We're going to read Psalm 46, which can be found at 692. So you want 692 for Psalm 46. I'm going to invite the predominantly coffee drinkers in the room to join me with the light type. And those of you who prefer a cup of tea or are not a fan of a tea or coffee can read the bold type. If you are a person who drinks coffee in the morning and tea in the afternoon, it's the morning, I think, is the answer to that one. But read whichever is most easy. But does that make sense? Maybe. Yes, we join together on at 692 for Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble as its tumult,
the Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be overthrown. God shall help her at the break of day.
The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now and look upon the works of the Lord. What awesome things he has done on earth. It is he who makes wars to cease in all the world.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Amen. You may know throughout the year we have a number of different Sundays. Some of them are liturgical, some of them are come from different charities. I used to work for the Student Christian Movement, and so we were very keen on Student Sunday. Though one year we accidentally printed all our posters and they said, helping us to celebrate Sunday, and no one noticed until after they'd been printed, which was a little bit of a disaster. And I'm all for celebrating Sunday. That sounds doubly exciting. Today is one of our awareness-raising Sundays, that of Safeguarding Sunday. And I wonder how you feel about safeguarding, and I wonder what you think of when I say safeguarding. I wonder if it feels like something that other people have to do. I wonder if it feels like, oh, I've got to fill out all those forms. That's what people often tell me safeguarding sounds like. But I hope safeguarding is more than that for you. I had a look on the charity 318, or the organisation 318, about what they say safeguarding is. And this is their answer. Safeguarding is about protecting ourselves and others from harm. We all get things wrong, and sometimes we do or say things that can hurt others, and we can get hurt by them. This can happen anywhere. At church, at school, at home, or with our friends. And this makes us sad, worried, and confused. Just like an umbrella that keeps us safe from the rain, safeguarding protects us from being hurt by others. It's important because each of us is special to God and deserves to feel and be safe. In our country, we have rules and laws that help keep people safe. Just like when a lollipop person helps us to cross the road safely. We have people in our church who make sure we follow these rules to keep it a safe place. And we all have a job to do. If you feel worried, upset, or unsure about something that's happened to you or someone else, you must tell someone you trust. By speaking up, we can all help to keep everyone safe. Remember, safeguarding is all about protecting ourselves and others from harm. And we want the church to be like God, don't we? To be safe, to be a place where we can be brave and a place of love. I want to read you, I know this looks like a children's book, but the children have the best books, and sometimes we learn more from it. And I don't think I've read this to you before, but if I have, I think it's worth reading again, because I would read it every week if I could. I'm going to come down so I'm a bit more. You can see me past the pulpit. This book is called What is God Like? I'll have it at the end if anyone wants to have a proper look, because it has got some absolutely gorgeous pictures in it. We read this with our Messy Church a few months ago when we were doing a series on the Trinity, and this was the first one of these. What is God like? That is a very big question, one that people from places all around the world have wondered about since the beginning of time. And while nobody has seen all of God, because God is far too big for anyone to fully see, we can know what God is like. God is like an eagle, sharp-eyed and swift, with wings so wide you can play under the shadows. God is like a river, constant and life-giving. When you grow near God, you'll sprout up strong as a tree. God is like the stars, forever present and bright. Even when they feel far away, you can always look up and see them winking at you. God is like a shepherd, brave and good, a protector who loves her sheep so much that she watches over all of them and knows each of their name by heart. God is like a fort, strong and secure, with walls that are mighty and safe. Inside, there are hidden places to hold you when you're scared or need a quiet place to rest. God is like a gardener, patient and nurturing. God plants, waters, weeds, and fertilizes the earth until every good thing on it seeks the nourishing sun and grows. God is like the flame of a candle, warm and inviting. With God close by, you can look at the light and see through the darkest of nights. God is like the wind, passionate and full of mystery. God is both here and mysteriously also over there. God is everywhere, swirling through the world, whistling across the mountain ranges, rustling through trees, pressing against your cheeks on a breezy day. God is like an artist, creative and unpredictable, always busy making and remaking everything brilliant and new. God is like a mother, strong and safe. You can crawl up onto her lap whenever you want to. She will hold you until you fall asleep. God is like a father, gentle and safe. He will put you on top of his shoulders and give you a bird's eye view of all of creation. God is like three dancers, graceful and precise. They move to the same music in very different ways, showcasing all of God's elegance and rhythm in your life. God is like a rainbow, vivid and full of colour, a dazzling reminder of promise and hope for all people after the storm. God is like a best friend, faithful and true, closer to you even than your brothers and sisters. And because we know what God is like, we know that God is kind, God is forgiving, God is slow to get angry, God is quick to be glad. God is happy when you tell the truth, and sad when things are unfair. She is your protector. He is trustworthy. They are friends when you feel alone. God hopes. God perseveres. What is God like? That is a very big question, one that people from places all around the world throughout all time have answered in many different ways. Keep searching, keep wondering, keep learning about God. But whenever you aren't sure what God is like, think about what makes you feel safe, what makes you feel brave, what makes you feel loved. That is what God is like. You didn't need to take in all of those images, but I'm hoping at least one of them resonated. And that line at the end, what makes you feel safe? What makes you feel brave? What makes you feel loved? For me, is really what's important. That is who God is, and that is what we as a church, and I don't just mean this building and these people, but the church as a whole need to be. People who make others feel safe and brave and loved. We are going to sing together again now. Number 566. We've made it to this side of the board. 566, the church's one foundation.